Welcome back to our Budweiser pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Bemidji State University women's hockey team, Jim Scanlon. And coach, congrats on a huge win last night, 3-2 upset over number 2 Ohio State. But one of the craziest games I've ever seen. But did you get any sleep last night?
You and me both, Kelly. eventually. Just obviously a lot of excitement in the house with the family and just rehashing everything and everybody giving their perspective on how they saw it. And, I mean, I hadn't seen any of the video. So when I saw actually how it all played out on the video, it was pretty incredible.
Did you stay up late enough to catch the SportsCenter top 10?
I did not, but I did. I did see that later on social media.
Incredible for your team to get that kind of recognition. But talk about the play of Kerrigan Dowie at the one end, and of course Paige Beebe coming up with a clutch empty net goal.
Yeah, Kerrigan was huge. I mean, that, obviously a lot of talk about that play at the end, but she made a save with about maybe 41, 42 seconds left. It was just unbelievable. It was a great play by them because we were in position defensively, but the player was able to get her stick on the shot, and Kerrigan had to come across and just made a huge save, and that obviously kept us in it. And then of course at the end there, we got a bounce because their player number 10 had an open net and she fanned on it, and then obviously was going after it, and that's when she was able to just out of instinct kick her back leg through on the ice and kick the puck right off the goal line. And now you're looking at Paige and you're looking at the clock and you're thinking, shoot, and sure enough she has the wherewithal to collect herself and get squared up and launch it at the net. And then it was just everybody's just watching that puck and I'm keeping an eye on the clock and I'm thinking, thinking, man, I hope this has a chance, and I'm thinking, this has a chance, and sure enough it goes in, and I could swear I could see time on that clock when it went in. So it was unbelievable.
Craziest game I've ever seen. First of all, 32 block shots by your defense, your players out in front of your goaltender. Not only did she make 51 saves, they helped her. And that's something that you've been looking for all season long. How happy were you to see your team just go out there and die for their goalie?
I was just happy for this group to experience something like yesterday, to be rewarded, because let's be honest. I mean, they had 106 attempts to our 33. The shots were 53-16. You look at that and you think, no way. But we just kept battling. We kept fighting, and you're right, 32 block shots. And we just worked hard. And we were, and again, credit them. They're an outstanding team. They're the type of team that's going to get a lot of pucks to the net. But I thought we did a really good job just, for the most part, keeping them on the outside, carrying them to see the puck, keeping them away from the net. And then, like you say, the 32 blocks were huge. So just, again, the compete and the work level from the opening puck drop all the way through 60 was really special. And again, just really happy for this group to be able to experience something like yesterday, because that's a memory they're gonna have for the rest of their lives.
Well, Kerrigan Dowie said it in the post game video. She said, "This is something we're gonna be talking about for 50 years."
Oh, no doubt.
No. Definitely. I know. I hope to be talking about it in 50 years too. But, Coach, not only did you upset the number 2 team last night and keep them from clinching a WCHA title, but you also snapped a 9-game winless streak against the Buckeyes. That's also very important to remember, isn't it?
Well, it's one of those it's one of those stats that people talk about. We just think about the game, right? I mean, this is it's what you're playing them, and we go into every game feeling we can win, Kelly. And again, we know how tough our opponents are, including this one here. They're an outstanding team, and they're going to test you. And it certainly feels good to get that win. But at the bottom line, it's a win. It's 3 points, and today's another opportunity.
What is it going to take to do that again here today, or at least win, make it interesting?
Yeah, well, I use the terminology again. We've kicked the proverbial hornet's nest, so we got to be ready. I mean, they're gonna come out, and I'm sure they're gonna have their A game. So we got to be ready to go. We gotta be. That's gonna be the biggest key is our start. We have got to be ready to play. Got to be on our toes. Try to get pucks deep and go.
It is also officially senior day. Last night we did senior day for your fifth year seniors. Tonight you get to honor the four young ladies who have been part of the true senior class. Senior captain Claudia Verkirke, Grayson Myers, Lexi Baker, and Ellie Mosier. Just an incredible group of young ladies, and of course some of them haven't seen the ice for a while. And talk about what they've meant to this program.
Well, very similar to yesterday's group, Kelly. First and foremost, just outstanding human beings. I mean, they're just wonderful young women that have brought so much to the program, not just hockey-wise. I mean, just the people they are. Again, their leadership, their character. They've added so much to the culture of our program. Again, all outstanding students. All are going to graduate this spring. And you're right. You know, we lost Ellie last year to a second major knee injury, which prevented her from playing. We lost Lexi earlier this year to an emergency surgery that has prevented her from playing. But they've been with our team ever since. They've been part of the program. They've been around. They've been a part of it, and that's been really, really important because again, just having those people in the room is, you know, for the benefit of all of our younger players is huge. They pass on their values to the group, and they show this is how we do things. This is how these are what our expectations are, and it gets passed on. And again, all of them are certainly been big parts of what's gone on the ice, but more importantly, what they brought to us off the ice is it's immeasurable.
Coach, good luck today. Let's get another win for those seniors.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.
Thank you.